Hi
Hi
everyone. Yo, this is our first episode. This is crazy.
This is scary.
Yeah.
I know.
Should we name it episode zero?
Episode zero.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. We start.
Okay.
We should introductions. Basically, just where we live, our name, favorite things.
Okay. Should I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go. Okay. On. So, hello everyone. My name is Aziza, and I currently live in Virginia. And some of the things I like to do is like singing, digital art. I love K-pop, by the way. So if you like K-pop, we have something in common already. And yeah, I guess so. I guess that's it for now.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm going first. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm Umu. I'm Umu, and I currently live in New York City. My favorite thing. Yo, the
for
city.
Now.
Oh, okay. That's a future topic. My favorite thing right now, I just love to read. I've been reading so much this past year. I love watching Netflix. Also, I love coffee. Like, if you know me, you know coffee is everything. This Ramadan, the withdrawal was not it. But yeah,
that's nasty.
No, coffee is good every morning. No, it's like you
Monster is good. The peach monster is really good.
Did you just say peach juice and peach, anything peach related drinks is nasty.
Yeah.
Like no, except what's it called? I forgot. Snapple peach is good.
Snapple peach is good. No,
yeah.
But
okay, let me introduce myself. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm Mariel and I live in New York City, sadly. My favorite thing, I also like reading. What else do I do?
Like, I don't know, honestly.
Whenever somebody asks me, like, to watch, I don't have an answer. So how am I supposed to have an answer to this?
Yeah.
Because, I like Stranger Things, Outer Banks, Never Have Ever. All the basic shows, to be honest.
Never Have Ever is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, guys, why are we here today? Actually, before we talk about why we're here today, how do we meet? Like,
people would want to know
that. Like, first of all, Aziza's all the way in Virginia, and
right,
me and Miriam are in New York City, but we meet like 3 times a year. Like, that's
that's a drug. Maybe fun.
Muslim girl problems. Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah,
I feel like
how we met.
Yeah. Okay.
It started with.
Okay.
It started with
wait, do you guys? Have...
No, I feel like Mary.
No, it started with you and Umu first.
No, I met you before I met Umu.
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you guys knew each other before.
Grade.
Oh. Okay, wait.
Six.
Okay. Should I explain her?
I'll explain.
Okay.
So basically, me and Aziza went to that same really bummy middle school. And I met her. I don't even remember. I just met her. And then I thought she was Russian, and she was like, nah, sis.
Russian?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
I thought she was Russian, but whole time she's Egyptian and Muslim. So that's like, how we first met.
Yeah, and she thought it was Russian.
Yeah, and then we became close. And then me and Umu, we met in this program. I didn't even talk to her like that, but.
Yeah. I feel like also with the program thing, a lot of the kids there were like just so different, and I feel like
I
we
it.
Connected. Yeah, yeah, I liked it, and I feel like we connected because we're both black hijabis, you know.
Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, I have to be friends with her.
Yeah, definitely. Like whenever I would go there in the morning and have nobody to talk to, and I saw you, I would just be like, yeah, let me just go over there. There was some.
Okay.
So you feel like you were more comfortable with Umu other like than everyone else.
Yeah, because it was scary, bro.
That's
the first
cute.
Day, nah.
Yeah, I think. Wait, Miriam, you came to the program the first time, right?
No.
Like,
because it was like that you've been going like every summer. But yeah, me, it was like.
Was it that last time? Summer?
Yeah, it was the last summer of it that I started going.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No. So. Yeah. So then after the program, me and Miriam completely stopped talking.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't know what happened. So we literally completely stopped talking. And then one day, Aziz, okay, so I'm a K-pop fan too, but that's on the low. That's on the low.
Girl.
Okay,
guys.
It's on the low.
On the low now. Before?
Yeah, we were both like.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Very hard stance.
Yeah. But Aziz posted. Aziza and Miriam were like arguing about K-pop or something, and Miriam posted it, and me being a K-pop fan had to defend my fellow K-pop fans,
and she texted me.
Yeah, and I texted her, and then after that, it was an Among Us group chat.
Ew!
Oh my god!
I missed that group chat. It was too funny for no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Among Us. It was, like, also, like, I'm pretty sure, like, we started playing Among Us, and then after that, we started playing Roblox, and that's when we started calling.
Yeah.
And this was all in quarantine, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because.
2020.
I was about to say something, but never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So then after that, we just had this little group chat, and we would just play Roblox and talk and stuff, and we got closer.
Yeah, and then just.
And then stuff eventually,
happened.
Like,
a lot of, like, deep, serious stuff happened that I feel like just brought us together.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that's why we're here today, because I feel like we connected. Mm-hmm. And we just had to connect with other people, because,
Because why not?
Because why not?
Right. And then... Okay,
been through thick and thin.
Yeah. And then Aziza moved, like, three times.
Sadly.
Aziza Well, we met once. We met up once. It's crazy. We met up at Target.
Oh.
At Target. That's, like, so crazy.
It was so cold.
That day was really cold.
Yeah. Literally, I came home and I started crying because my feet were hurting. Yo, my feet. We walked so much.
But it was really fun, though. Yeah.
So, that was the last time I ever saw each other.
Yeah.
First and last.
Yeah. So, me and Aziza literally met once. Crazy.
Yeah,
but we're still close, so
we're too close to be like people that only met once.
Okay, so then Aziza went to VA, me and Miriam
went to Egypt
City.
First
I moved to Egypt for like a year,
like her whole ninth grade.
Then I came
back here to the US, and I moved to Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I cried when Aziza wasn't coming back to New York City. Like,
really?
I never said this.
Wait, you
like,
did?
Yeah, I was like, I'm never meeting Aziza again. And now it's crazy because I'm moving.
Yeah, and they're both leaving me now, basically.
It's okay, guys.
It's okay.
It's not.
We'll meet one day.
Inshallah.
Yeah, okay, inshallah. But let's move into goals and missions.
Okay, but.
Okay.
Oh, wait, who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Ryan. I'll start. So basically, we just wanted to start this podcast because, you know, like, we have stuff to talk about. Like, whenever we're on FaceTime or texting, we just always talking about something semi-important. So we just felt the need, like, yo, like, other people should hear this, you know?
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. Also, like, us being Muslim women, it's just, like, we got so much to say. It's just so much to say. And I feel like we keeping this in the group chat isn't just it. Or, like, between us. Like,
it
like,
could be shared.
Yeah. And I feel like I need to stop saying that. I know. I know other people definitely have way more stuff or something similar to us, so
we're
here.
We just wanted to connect with other like Muslim girls around like the US, especially because I feel like in Western countries they're just like a little bit more racist.
A lot more
maybe a lot more, but it's okay.
Yeah, and also like with the thing, also like being black also in America. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am already targeted. Yeah.
Not women, Muslim and black, like,
yeah, that's like triple homicide, bro.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Like, it's...
No, because it's not. And basic, like, just I just hope that this podcast becomes something for people.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, an outlet, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like a comfort zone, mm-hmm, when you really need to like come back and like rewind. Mm-hmm. Just come and listen to us. Yeah.
Also, guys, I forgot to ask this, but how's your Ramadan going, bro?
Like, mm-hmm, to be honest, this Ramadan is like so boring. Like, astaghfirullah, but like, I have to speak the truth. It's so boring, and the food, it's okay. Not giving. It's not giving this year.
No, no, for me, the food is very much giving, honestly.
No, Ziza, you're evil, because when you will be having that good food and send it to me,
yeah,
bro, Shadi, I did that on purpose.
Yeah,
remember when I was craving baklava and she sent me a picture of it?
Like, right,
that was not evil, bro.
Evil, bro.
Yeah, but like, I feel like this Ramadan is actually a turning point for me in my life personally. Because I've started thinking about so much stuff that I could be doing after Ramadan too. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I feel like this is the most, like, religious I've ever been. Like, generally.
Honestly, same. Hold on.
Yeah. Damn. I also, like, maybe it's not just the fact that, like, you know. Maybe also, like, the spring break is helping. Because I'm home all day.
Yeah.
For, like, 10 days, I think. And
you guys are still on spring break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
it's only been a week.
Yeah, we start. Yeah, like, not for in me. 2 days, in a day, actually.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
I finished my spring break like last week, and now I'm sad and sitting, going to school.
You was bragging, talking about, oh, you home now. Look at you.
It's okay. School is fun sometimes. Not gonna lie. Sometimes,
yeah. Sometimes, school is fun only when you have people there that make it fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like those classes. Like, they have me taking freaking geometry. Like, no, I hate geometry, and I hate chemistry. Same.
I hate geometry. I haven't taken chemistry yet.
If my chemistry class wasn't funny, bro, it would be so bad by now. But that class is actually really funny.
Yeah,
it'd be like that. I like my bio class. Right. I take bio, but anywho, let's get off topic.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Guys.
Target audience, I will say high schoolers. If you're anyone who's been that, then like you might not want to listen because we kind of, you know.
What kind of? Yeah, young.
Yeah, and if you're any younger than that, then
it's okay because we'll be like your little guidance people.
I guess.
You could always ask questions as well, so
yeah
we can answer those.
Okay. Also, definitely, like, not only Muslims, like,
mm-hmm, yeah, if you want to learn more about Islam, if you're also thinking about converting, you could always like come and listen to us. It's okay.
Yeah, also if you're just curious about our lives and what we go through, come listen.
Pretty much anyone.
Yeah.
But basically, we're not here to like lecture. We're just here to like talk about experiences.
Have fun.
Just everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not be too serious about it and just have fun.
Also, I just want to say our target audience is women. Yeah. Because us women need to stick together. That's what it's all about. Yeah,
but also doesn't mean that like men should not listen to our podcast. If you're a man,
they should also, to see like, what to do right.
Yeah, men shouldn't have podcasts. I think that's a controversial start to our introduction episode. But, so let's talk about that another day.
Yeah, another day.
Yeah, guys, we're just kidding.
For another episode.
Yeah, guys, we're just kidding. Men should have podcasts.
Okay? I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, I was kidding. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you soon. Okay.